We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is your All Local for the final day of January 2023. Great to have you here. And my goodness, what a day we had yesterday. And we've got more winter weather to come. Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff, let's go ahead and have him start us out.
Keep in mind, other folks that are driving around, all of a sudden you can encounter ice, bridges, overpasses. But we had the wind, we had the freezing drizzle overnight, so the wind helps a little bit dry the roads. But there's a lot of precipitation starting to break out from Abilene down to Austin, and that's freezing rain for them. But we are in the low to mid-20s, anywhere from 23 to 26 right now across North Texas. Next disturbance rolling in this morning, so we're going to see all sleet here. Pockets not just up in our northern counties like we saw yesterday. This will be widespread, and it'll last through at least the most widespread through about the noon hour.
Meanwhile, as the winter storm warning continues and more weather is expected over the next few days, it's causing a real mess on the roads, and it seems like Denton County has just gotten some of the worst of it so far. KRLD's Bailey Friday is there with an update.
These roads I'm looking at in Denton are just solid sheets of ice. I-35 is an absolute mess, and I'm talking about the roads, not the traffic. Northbound I-35 near Buc-ee's has been a big problem area. We're talking cars and 18-wheelers getting stuck in a sheet of ice, so the roads had to shut down and reopen. It's been a mess. And in Corinth, at least a dozen cars were involved in a pileup on I-35 yesterday. There have been a lot of reports of 18-wheelers sliding off the roads, of people getting stuck and stranded, so you'll definitely see a lot of that if you are out and about this morning. Not a good situation. Something to keep in mind, if you are in an accident and you're stranded on the highway, Lieutenant Richard Maldonado with Garland Police says you should not immediately jump out of your car.
You're within your vehicle. That's essentially a barrier. Remove yourself, and then there's other vehicles coming at you. You no longer have protection. So just be aware of what's
in and
around
you. Streets and back roads this morning. And they are just as bad as the highways, if not worse, because most of them have not been treated for ice. I've seen cars flipped onto their sides, and I actually had a family member tell me they passed a car sticking straight up, standing on its nose, with a person trapped inside of it. Police were there to help, and Denton Police say they have responded to dozens of similar calls in the past 24 hours. So avoid driving if you can. If you can't, be incredibly careful and give yourself plenty of time to get where you're going.
Hundreds of people were stuck in their vehicles for hours on a gridlocked I-20 near Weatherford Monday night into Tuesday morning due to the ice.
Parker County was one of the first to get slammed by Monday's ice storm, and TxDOT says a stretch of 20 near Weatherford is afflicted with treacherous conditions this morning, putting down a thick coating of ice, making progress impossible on both sides of the interstate. Scores of big rigs were included in the log jam that left drivers and passengers marooned for hours overnight, with temperatures hovering in the mid to upper 20s. The westbound impasse runs from Highway 281 all the way back to Weatherford. On the eastbound side, the backup begins around Hudson Oaks and runs back almost to 281. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The roads are a mess, so first responders have been very busy.
Responders have also been treating and transporting people for hypothermia, with several going to the hospital. Matt Zavatsky with MedStar says if you are in a minor fender bender, call 911, stay in your car, but be prepared for a delayed response.
One of the things that we see happen too often is people are involved in a minor crash. They don't move their vehicle off the highway. They get out of their vehicle, and then they get struck by another car.
He reminds everyone to have important phone numbers, including your health care providers, pharmacy, and veterinarian. Zavatsky says if you have to get out on the roads, make sure you have an ice scraper, a shovel, and cat litter or sand for better tire traction. From the KRLD Storm Center, I'm Austin York on DFW's Emergency Weather Station, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The city of Dallas has sanding trucks out to treat roads that are icing.
We have been and are sending some of the major thoroughfare and overpasses just to make sure our roads are staying safe.
The city's public works director says they're also ready to respond to any emergency requests from residents or other city departments. Meanwhile, schools, yes, they're closed throughout North Texas. That means kids have more time on their hands and parents have to make some adjustments to their schedules, KRLD's Andrew Greenstein reports.
With sleet and freezing rain transforming roadways into skating rinks, it's much too dangerous for buses to take kids to school today. So that means kids now have to find something to do to fill the time while they're at home. Chloe Arnold attends Northwest High School, and she says she's using the occasion to do a little catching up.
I did finish like my math prep and things like that. Just the little things that I had left.
Chloe's mother, Holly Goodell, says the bad roads are keeping her home from work today as well. That's because she's a teacher.
Having them be out of school today, I was also off work today and will be until everyone needs to be present at work again.
From the KRLD Storm Center, I'm Andrew Greenstein on DFW's Emergency Weather Station, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Not to mention this weather causing delays and cancellations at both North Texas airports. Both DFW Airport and Love Field are open this morning, but they're preemptively canceling or delaying flights through noon today. Love Field reporting 13 delays this morning and 127 cancellations. And get this, DFW Airport, 18 delays, 555 cancellations. Goes without saying, make sure to check with your specific airline to see the status of your flight before heading to the airport, because it just might be in jeopardy. Dallas police and other news have been called to investigate the case of two stolen monkeys at the Dallas Zoo. The Tamarin monkeys were missing from their habitat, and zoo employees say it had been intentionally damaged. Police believe they were taken. It's the latest incident at the zoo in the past few weeks. An endangered vulture died from an unusual wound, and a leopard escaped its habitat for several hours before it was recovered. Remember, our winter storm warning goes through Thursday now. Keep it tuned to News Radio 1080 KRLD throughout this winter weather event.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.